Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Elizabeth Esty, Democrat of Connecticut's 5th Congressional District. So you're a new congresswoman. You come into office. How is Obama doing? I have a different view than most people. I think he's basically given the Republicans a lot of bait. And according to the polls, which are coming out now, he's doing holding his own or doing a little bit better. And they're not doing well at all. And that might lead to some repercussions in the next by-election, which will happen shortly.
Well, I think it's interesting that you say that. And I, too, saw those recent polls and was interested to see where the public is. And that's the importance of being home in your district, which I get to every weekend, because frankly, they see a lot of this chatter in Washington as just a lot of noise and a lot of finger pointing. And they want to see things getting done. And if the Republicans in Congress spend all their time on an endless series of hearings and blame game, public is saying, what about jobs? Mm-hmm. What are we doing about jobs? What are we doing about education? I've got tuition bills that are coming due, you know, in a month and a half. How am I going to pay them? How are my kids going to get jobs when they graduate? That's what's on people's minds. And so the chatter in Washington about who's up, who's down, who's to blame for something that happened 6 months, 1 year, 2 years ago is not, frankly, particularly helpful for people in their daily lives.
But don't you think that the way in which people perceive fairness counts too? In other words, if, oh, look at these guys, they're just trying to get them no matter what. That doesn't play well, it seems to me.
I think you're right. Again, I find this among both Democrats and Republicans who were elected in my class, who got elected last fall, and that's of both parties, that we find our districts really want us to get something done. They really do. They find a high level of frustration with all the talk and all the blame and not actually moving forward. And I think that's what we're seeing reflected in the polls. That even if people don't necessarily like a direction that the president is calling for, they like that somebody's calling for going someplace doing something.
You had a gun issue in Connecticut, of course, which is one of the great tragedies that we have, as Americans have faced. What are you hearing from your constituents on the issue?
Well, Newtown is part of my district. So I've spent a very large amount of my time as a new member of Congress helping the folks in Newtown, helping the families, the local authorities, the first responders. It has deeply, deeply touched and torn that community. But I will tell you that the resilience there is quite extraordinary and very inspiring. I was talking yesterday with someone from the vice president's office as part of the gun violence prevention task force that I'm on. And she was saying, too, how the folks from Newtown, the parents, are really quite extraordinary. And I think that is part of the reason why we're seeing the issue continue, because they are such profoundly admirable and dedicated and heartfelt Americans who are asking important questions about, can't we do better? Don't we have an opportunity and an obligation to do better? So I hear what many people hear in their districts, which is a strong passion on different sides of the issue. But I do find a lot of consensus about this notion that we can and should be doing common sense efforts, like having background checks for every gun purchase. That even those who are the most ardent NRA members, almost all of them will say yes, they support that. Well, because they do want to know that people who are next to them at a shooting range or someone who's going hunting with them actually is legally allowed to have a gun.
So is there a chance that we'll revisit this? It died in the Senate?
I think there is a chance. Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a lot of hard work going on around the country to get the requisite votes in the Senate to bring it back. So there's a lot of work going on right now. And we're working in the House, too, and working in concert with our colleagues in the Senate to figure out the best way to bring this successfully back up in both houses.
Well, let's assume for a second that it passes in the Senate. You know your politics better than I do, that's for sure. And when you pass it in the Senate, how can you go into that conservative House with your conservative colleagues in the majority and expect that they're going to pass it?
Well, we saw things pass earlier this year by, frankly, splitting the Republican majority. We saw it with the Violence Against Women Act. We saw it on Sandy relief. So surely our best opportunity in the House, really probably our only one, would be having almost all Democrats supported and a significant number of Republicans supported. But again, don't forget that each member of Congress has to look at his or her own district. And if you look at the support among women, for example, particularly suburban women, is astoundingly high. And I am quite certain that I have a significant number of colleagues, and some of whom I know, or am getting to know, who are Republicans who represent districts that have a large number of suburban moms who vote every election. They will be voting in 2014, and they are very concerned about the safety of their children. And they know we can do better and that we need to do better, and they are making their voices heard.
Is the clout of women in the House of Representatives growing?
In terms of elected members?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. We're up to about 18%. Not as high as the Senate, actually. The Senate is at 20%. It's not good enough as far as I'm concerned. You know, we have a long way to go, but certainly we're seeing a significant increase in the number of women. And that's a good thing because this country is richly diverse, and having our representative bodies, both the House and the Senate, more broadly reflective of the diversity of the country is a good thing.
Well, 52% of the country is women, and 18% doesn't sound that good.
Which means we have a long way to go, Alan. You're putting, I couldn't agree more.
Right. An insight, if you could, as a woman who gets elected to the United States Congress, have you been treated correctly?
Oh, yes.
In other words, has there been any time that you think you might be discounted because of your sex?
Oh, I think the most likely thing one sees is whether, you know, the Capitol Police or whether officialdom assume if you're a woman, whether you're a member or whether you're a spouse. That's the time I sometimes see it. But frankly, if you ask my colleagues who are younger men who are members, they get treated like interns. So there's a little bit of an assumption across the board, based on age and gender, that doesn't always start with the right starting point. But I really haven't had problems at all, I have to say.
I was behind Bella Abzug once going into a Democratic convention in New York City, and the police officer said, "Who are you?" And she looked and she said, "You damn well know who I am." That was great. Tell me about, we got 2 minutes, tell me about the terrible MTA crash in Connecticut. What happened there? And, you know, the first thing I thought about was this could have been terrorism. Do we know what would cause this great crash?
Well, again, as of now, when this is, you know, the 21st of May that we're speaking, as of now, they have ruled out any acts of nefarious acts of any sort. They have concluded it's an accident. At this point, there certainly is a lot of attention being paid to the condition of the lines and of the tracks. There's a section of track that they're quite concerned about, but again, they can't determine as of this time. They've been unable to determine if that track is like that because of the accident or if that's what precipitated the accident. So, in fact, today, again, on the 21st of May that we're speaking, we have a hearing this afternoon on passenger safety on the rails on one of my subcommittees. So we will certainly be continuing a great deal of research and evaluation of what happened in that case. And the Northeast Corridor is the most heavily traveled rail corridor in the country. You have hundreds of thousands of people every day using these lines. It's tremendously important that we get them up and running, which it looks like we're going to do in record time. But clearly, understanding what caused the accident, the worst accident in 20 years, is going to be vitally important. And I am very committed to ensuring that we are getting the funds we need into proper maintenance and of those lines, because, frankly, that's been an issue.
Congresswoman Elizabeth Estey is the Democrat of Connecticut's 5th District. I can't tell you what a joy it is to talk to you. When we come back the next time, let's talk immigration, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Alan.